You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Alanis Morissette on Trail Mix. You learn, and learning is what we're doing today. It's the football hour. Gray here with you, and the Pretenders are up next, then George Michael and Pharrell Williams. Before we look at the Titans, not Tennessee, I mean you get the idea. We're looking at some NFL teams who are flopping a little bit. Here's the Pretenders in the meantime.
Got this in pocket. Got battle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. Got motion. Restrained emotion. I've been diving. Detailed leaning. No visa. Just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. can't miss a beat. I got a new skank. Sorry, got something. When can I tell? Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my side step, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my, my imagination. 'Cause I gonna make you see there's nobody else here, no one like me.
Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. I don't care.
Pharrell Williams. That was Happy on Trail Mix 103.1 behind George Michael. I played that one for you. It was Faith. The Titans are falling apart looking at football. But of course, I don't actually mean the Titans. Tennessee got their first win on Sunday. They fell apart years ago. By Titans, I mean dynasties. With how the last decade has proceeded, it feels incredibly odd looking at the Chiefs with a losing record and the 1-4 Ravens. Speaking of powerhouses, this is the first time since 2014 that every team has a loss by week five. Someone is usually still undefeated at this point. Though I think the Bills would agree that it takes some pressure off to get that first loss out of the way. Joel and I had a good long chat about all of this yesterday on his morning show from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Monday. I'm over there, and you can always listen back to that half hour or so on demand on the website, 98Q.com. You should hear Joel's reaction to my statement about the Jets theoretically running the table. Yes, those Jets, and no, I don't think that that will actually happen in this or any other of the infinite dimensions. I'm just forced to acknowledge that it's theoretically possible. They haven't lost the season after all, so they could win a few times. I've got some exciting football news for you, though, especially if you're a Packer fan. If you're a Bears, Lions, or Vikings fan, though, you should be waiting in anxiety for later this hour for our second football update. Good stuff coming to town. Weather's up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative is celebrating its 10-year anniversary in 2025. The Healthy Lakes and Rivers program aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. More details about the program when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a milestone year for the statewide Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative. It's been around for 10 years, helping to protect Badger State waters. Launched in 2015 in collaboration with the Wisconsin Lakes and Rivers Partnership, HLR aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. The initiative is based on five simple and inexpensive best practices. Fish sticks, that is, large woody habitat structures that use trees grouped together, native shoreline plantings, water diversion practices, rock infiltration practices, and rain gardens. Shoreline property owners and local partner groups can learn more about the program at the HLR website. Just go to healthylakeswi.com. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. Right now, it's 34.
Thank you. to discounted. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want her, and she wants you.
The right mix for Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Sixpence None the Richer. The song is called Kiss Me. We are Trail Mix, and I'm called Gray. They call me that because it's the name my parents gave me when I was born. REO Speedwagon was there with Howard Jones. EWF and Crowded House are coming up next. After those two and two more, we'll keep secret until they play on your eardrums. I've got some awesome football news for Packers fans coming up in the second half of the hour. Here's Let's Groove.
We'll be right back.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder, thunder.
Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. It's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for
Survivor on Trail Mix 103.1, I Can't Hold Back, following Imagine Dragons with Thunder. One of the quiet but critical questions in Green Bay has been answered, and that answer is 3 weeks, tops, 21 days. When players in the NFL are placed on injured reserve, they have what's called a window to return after they've healed up. It's basically some leeway in the schedule added just in case that returning player isn't as ready as the team might have thought. Maybe they just had a couple of good days in their rehab and maybe a setback. But either way, the window is 3 weeks long. And if you're an NFL team and you think your injured player is ready to come back, you open the 21-day window. From the day that window is open, you've got 3 weeks to activate that player, to add them to the 53-man roster. Now, side note, if that player remains unactivated for those 21 days, they can't play at all that year. It's basically a failsafe to prevent lingering injury issues, and it stops teams from forcing injured players to play, because they'll be in big trouble if it's found out that they did. Why does any of this matter, though? Why do you care, especially if you're a Packer fan? Because yesterday, the Packers opened Christian Watson's 21-day window to return. In the middle of week five, remember that knee, when it blew up last year, his original estimate was back week 12. If he is indeed able to play within this, if we activate him within this 21-day window, the latest we'll see him is week 9. That's an incredible healing time for an ACL injury and a player who we need desperately in Christian Watson, especially now that Jaden Reed has gone down. Jaden Reed has not been a player who's done much to help us beat man coverage, but before Matthew Golden was here this year, Christian Watson is like the only receiver who helped us beat man coverage. Between Christian Watson and Matthew Golden, we literally don't know what we have when they're on the field at the same time, and it could be really, really good. That's why Packers fans are going to be excited. Christian Watson will be back sometime by week 9. That's football today on Trail Mix, and weather's up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. Right now, it's 34.
Next football game for Green Bay, now that we're off the bye week, we're going to be trouncing Cincinnati. What better way to celebrate a victory over the Bengals than with the Bengals. Here's Manic Monday on Trail Mix. Catch me after 9.
These are the days when you wish your bed was already
Trail Mix 103.1.
Stay. Though I don't know just what